Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, let's talk about the holidays. Let's talk about Thanksgiving being on Thursday, and it brings up a couple of power rankings we should do. We're going to let you go first, Ben, in honor of Thanksgiving. You're going to power rank the Thanksgiving foods, and then I will follow that up with power ranking the actual holidays.
Okay. All right, all right. So let me ask you a question about the holidays, though.
Yep.
Does this include St. Patty's Day, Valentine's Day, Columbus Day, Labor Day, Flag Day, Veterans Day, MLK Day, New Year's Day?
I considered all of those.
Okay. All right. Let's be interested to hear if you got it right.
I got it right. I can guarantee.
I don't think you got it right.
Looking
but
down at this list.
Well, I guarantee you this. I sent out a early version of my rankings to a few select members of the international food media.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a huge buzz out there about
really?
Me getting this right. Yeah. Yeah, these are the five best foods at Thanksgiving, and shut up if you disagree.
All right, I like that.
Number five.
Uh-huh.
This was the only one I even gave any thought to at all. The other ones were automatic.
Okay.
Green bean casserole.
This is probably a four-food list.
Green bean casserole. Listen, it's incredibly delicious if
nope.
done right.
Nope.
There's some cheese in there. Skin, I know you'll appreciate a little bacon bits.
I'm
in
good
there.
On that.
Yeah.
Didn't you just tell Brad not to waste any of his stomach space with green crap?
I'm talking about cheese and bacon on something that's green. Really, the green beans are just a transportation vehicle bringing the cheese and bacon to your mouth.
The green bean is just to make it sound semi-healthy. For everything else involved.
If my memory serves right, don't they usually, with green bean casserole, pour some mushroom soup in there?
You can put gravy on it.
Okay.
Which gravy will set it off. And I'll get to that. But basically, you can do that with everything on this list.
So I think you ran out of food after four. You just crammed in the green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole. I mean, sure, you might have given some other things some consideration there, but I'm a huge fan of the way my mama makes green bean casserole.
I don't want to know. I mean, we're going to get to the rest of your list, but let me just ask you, did you consider mac and cheese a Thanksgiving food?
Okay. I thought about that after I'd filled up my list, and it's not enough of a mainstay for Thanksgiving. Like, to me, I only have green bean casserole once a year, and it's at Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese, I don't always have it at Thanksgiving.
What about Kraft mac and cheese?
Oh, it's the best. God. There's nothing comes close to that.
Son Desmond loves Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Really, we could have we could probably make a list of the brands or things that have the market cornered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's nothing that compares to Kraft macaroni and cheese. There's nothing that compares to Krispy Kreme donuts. Nobody can get that secret formula to find out how they make those so delicious?
You guys can keep that formula.
Anything else? There's some others that just dominate their field so much.
Xerox when it comes to copies.
Whataburger?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
What did Shippy just say?
I don't know. I turned his mic off in my head.
Yep.
All right, let's move on to the next one.
Love Thanksgiving music.
The fourth best Thanksgiving food. Shout out to the late great Bill Rogers. If you disagree with this, then you're disrespecting my dead father.
That was shocking.
So good luck.
Wow.
On this, Shippy, what'd you say?
I said, "Wow, this
my dad
good.
Is no longer with us, sir, no. and you are making a mockery of it."
Nope. Could you get Shippy off your dad's grave?
Every single Thanksgiving. Bill would get in there, and no one could make the potatoes. It's the only thing he made, but he would get in there and make the hell out of some mashed potatoes. So mashed potatoes,
wow.
The
okay.
fourth best Thanksgiving food. Any questions?
I'd probably have it higher.
Okay, I respect that.
Yeah, I thought your dad made way better mashed potatoes than that.
Bill's like, four?
Wait, what was that?
He's in the great beyond.
He's playing golf in the great beyond?
Yeah, he's playing golf with Jesus right now. And
Jesus is like kicking his ball. You just can't say anything.
Jesus will cheat on a golf course.
That's the only place.
Especially when he gambles.
which brings us to...
Number three,
pecan pie.
I mean...
How'd you pronounce it?
Pecan.
Just like orange?
Pecan.
don't understand what you're doing with your list.
I usually say pecan, but for the entertainment value, I said pecan.
And both of them are real mediocre.
Pecan. Pecan pie.
Why do you want a pecan pie?
Pecan pie is way better than pumpkin pie. Pumpkin pie is like the missionary of pies.
Yep, I agree.
Pecan pie is exotic and delicious, and it's nutty, and so it's got more texture, and it's got whipped cream on it. It just sends it over the top. Maybe a little cool whip.
You know what? I'm not into pie. I like hair pie.
Yeah.
I like, I think I'd prefer apple pie. What's the difference in pie and cobbler?
Cool whip?
Do you guys? I really don't know. What is the difference in pie and cobbler?
I would say that
one has ice cream?
Cobbler.
That's a la mode, homie.
Cobbler is going to have the crust on top of it.
Okay. Right? I'm with you. Yeah.
Concealing the deliciousness beneath.
Okay. I can roll with that.
But the pie is fully exposed for all to see.
Open pie.
Yeah.
Get this pie.
Pecan pie, number three.
I mean.
Do you guys think pumpkin pie is better?
I would pass on both of those personally. I don't need either one of those pies.
I would take pecan pie over pumpkin pie, but I would still have your dad's mashed potatoes above the pecan pie.
Sorry, some brothers don't eat the pie. They just go without it on Thanksgiving.
Roger's brothers?
Yeah, my brothers, yep. Tony and Jonathan. Let's go to number two. Number two, dark meat turkey. I'm not wasting my time with dry white meat at the table. I'm going straight dark meat. It's juicier. It's more delicious. It's way healthier for you. And it's the best. Well, I don't know about that. It's the best, though.
I mean, I disagree, but I understand you love dark meat.
I'm one of those people that don't really understand the difference between it. I don't know if I'm eating the white meat or the dark meat.
Are you serious?
Well, how do you know?
Okay,
like
so
color?
So like the drumstick and like the thigh.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Those are dark. The meat
I love
is
those.
Darker and more delicious.
Okay.
The breast is drier and real white, and it's just kind of dry.
But it's also the breast.
It's also the breast.
It depends on how you prepare that turkey too.
Yeah.
Now I've seen you open up and swallow dark meat whole. Because you're so into it. And it is shocking.
Let's get to number one. Number one Thanksgiving food as thrown down by me by law right now. This is fact now
down
etched in stone.
Law.
Gravy.
Gravy
is the number
That's
one.
That's like having mustard as the number one food. What are you doing?
Mustard sucks. Gravy is the number one Thanksgiving food.
Gravy's a condiment.
No, it's not. It's a staple. It's a starting. It's the all-star. It's the MVP of the meal. Yeah. Look, you're not using gravy right. Clearly, you don't have enough gravy.
877-881-1053. Is gravy a food or is
Here's
it a condiment?
What I do. This is what I started doing many years ago is I make Thanksgiving stew. Mm-hmm. I take green bean casserole, mashed potatoes, pecan pie, dark meat turkey and gravy, and I put it in a bowl and I stir it all up together.
Okay, I got a question. So you completely left stuffing off.
Yes. I do like stuffing. I'll put stuffing and cranberry in there, but I left them off the list.
Okay, so you're talking about
stuffing would be 6, cranberry would be like 13.
Do you do brown gravy or giblet gravy?
I don't do the giblet. It's disgusting.
Okay.
Isn't that the turkey sack?
So you do straight brown gravy.
I do cream gravy, sir. Cream it up.
Like for chicken fried steak?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
On Thanksgiving?
It's more like that, yeah.
What's happening at your house?
Actually, Ann will make several different types of gravy for everybody because some people like to put the giblet in their mouth.
Yeah.
And then there's a giblet gravy for them. There's a brown gravy, but there's also a cream Thanksgiving gravy.
That's interesting. Okay.
That's what I roll. So stuffing all that in gravy, mixed up in a bowl, Thanksgiving stew.
Okay.
Pow.
So no stuffing.
Well, I mean, it's not in the top five. It's
right.
A delicious Thanksgiving treat, but it's sixth.
Your late dad's potatoes are 4.
Yeah.
And then a condiment number 1.
Well, it's not a condiment.
Yeah. It's a dressing. It's like ranch dressing.
So some people, though, this is where we get into controversy. Some people call stuffing dressing.
Okay, stuffing is when it's made actually stuffed inside the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Dressing is made like in its own, like
in the oven,
cookie sheet type situation.
So I was
pan.
Talking about dressing as just going on top of something to
right.
make it taste better.
Yeah, so I think in our family, we do dressing. because they do it in a you know, like a pan.
But at the same time, stovetop stuffing is made in a pan. Uh-huh. So technically they're the same.
Okay.
I think it's semantics.
Yeah, I think so. I'm shocked that you don't have it in your top five. And I'm shocked that you have mayonnaise number one.
Well, I don't. I have cream gravy number one, sir.
Yeah.
Just because you were raised in a family that can't make cream gravy, don't get upset with me.
Shots fired.
Wow.
I mean, we opened a gravy store in Rockwall, but that's fine. Okay, so
that mother.
Get him, no, Gator. Don't do it, Gator.
Gator, he said you can't make gravy.
We don't like that fake here in Dallas.
Oh my God, she is coming at you with both.
Take your soft ass to gay ass L.A.
You Gator. Want maybe that's that's our weight disparity is I've had grown up on gravy.
I'm actually the body shape
of a banana. I have the body shape of a pear.
No, it's real interesting. I love gravy, but I've actually this is why my family got rid of me. I prefer my wife's family because they go brown gravy. I like brown gravy. My family does giblet gravy. And I'm not a big giblet gravy person.
Yeah, I can't do the giblet. It tastes terrible.
That's their deal. So
what is a giblet?
The giblet is turkey nuts.
Is it the sack? Is it the like thing that hangs under their neck, or is it under their butt?
It's under their. It's right below their turkey dong.
Why does somebody want that?
I mean, you had that big dark meat thing you were talking about earlier.
I was not talking about that.
That's what I heard.
No.
I thought you were going to have calf fries as your number one Thanksgiving food.
Why does somebody like white meat over dark meat turkey?
Seriously, the same
goes for chicken.
There is plenty of turkey that people don't do right that's dry. Yeah. I get that, but man, when turkey's done right and it's juicy, Lord have mercy, I love white meat.
Are you okay with eating the skin?
I'm okay with it, but I don't seek it out.
Oh, I seek it out.
Yeah,
anything that's unhealthy, I will seek out. I'm looking for it. I have like this. It's like a beacon. I'm a magnet for it.
Yeah.
Get in my belly.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't you tweet out that top five?
Okay.
I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but you need to do that.
Stop yelling at me.
And then at 6:40, when we have the KNC Masterpiece on, I'll power rank the holidays. And we'll see if we can't figure out the difference between giblets and porn. It's the Ben and Skin Show.
By the way, since you're mentioning those things,
yep.
My sweet mother, sainted mother's listening.
She's giving me shout outs
and
over
here.
And
she said giblets, liver, and kidneys in gravy.
Yeah, that's the giblet gravy.
And kidneys?
Yeah.
Keep that gravy away from me, Mom.
Yeah, just the chicken fried steak gravy.
Give me the
gravy.
Chicken fried steak gravy to put in my Thanksgiving stew.
On the skin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.